Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pony Sync for July 16th, 2019. I'm Andrew Turley. Can everybody else just say your name?
Hi, I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Theo.
All right, that worked very well. So let's get started. Start with RFCs.
I have to update the remove traits one. I haven't done that yet. That's the only. Nothing else has been updated over there. In the meantime, and I need to do that. That's on my plate. I've been dealing with other things.
Okay. Sorry, my computer is running a little bit slow here.
That's fine. Theo, you were gonna finish off the style guide stuff for the new NetSSL repo. Yes, is that where we left?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I need to make some updates to the style guide.
Yeah. Oh, so you're gonna update? Yeah. Just let me know. I was reading the style guide and I'm like, okay, I don't think this matches the style guide. And really, that's in the style guide.
There's some stuff. There are things that I changed that I was fairly certain was in the style guide. But I guess because I wrote the style guide, I shouldn't assume what's in the style guide. But it was out of my head.
Yeah, there were some ones where I was like that surely is wrong. And I looked at the style guide and I was like, okay, well, before I review Theo's PR here, I should read the style guide. And then I read it and I was like, okay, I'm surprised by things. And I started going through it. I'm like, Theo's going to be surprised by things as well.
Yeah.
And then I thought that's kind of funny seeing how
and he... And then was. I was surprised that I was surprised.
Yeah. Alrighty. Anyway, where to next, Andy?
Okay. One second. Okay, so you said you're working on remove nominal typing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Off to issues then.
On Pony C.
Yeah, Pony C.
I checked. I just checked tutorial patterns in stable, and there's nothing there for any of those. New activity.
So let's see here. Sorry.
Joe, I don't know if you saw or not, but the move towards removing the SSL and PCRE2 dependencies is underway in a couple of those. One PR has already been merged in this for regex to master, and the glob one, I need to update a couple of things.
I think it's the other way around.
Oh, sorry. Right.
Regex is in progress.
Yes. Glob was removed. Regex is in progress. And I'll have I need to make a couple Dockerfile updates to that, but slowly rolling forward with that. And the SSL stuff is underway as well.
Very cool. Exciting.
Woo.
Yeah. Was there any, did we talk about that in the last sync?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, we did, and I'm rolling forward with all of those.
Okay.
Woo!
All right, looking at issues, 3221, release 0.30.0.
Yep.
That
would be at the end of the month, it might be sooner than the end of the month when I'm ready to start doing the packaging changes, right? In order to do the packaging changes, I'm going to need to do an initial release to get some other stuff working. I found a couple bugs. So probably through the packaging stuff, there's going to be, instead of like one release a month, I'm probably going to end up doing a few so I can do it in a slightly iterative fashion. Maybe not a few, but two or three probably. And 30 would be the first one.
Okay.
like we can't actually do the net the SSL one. I had to fix a bug on Mast that was on related to SSL that would keep people from being able to use SSL as a library on that. So that'd be one of them. There's some other stuff there.
Okay. All right. 32.18 changes update Docker images.
That's 32.19.
Sorry, 32.19.
Yep. So when the regex PR gets merged sometime tonight, there will be all the Docker images will have changed so that they don't have PCRE2 in it anymore. And they need to be updated to run CI stuff with that not in it, at which point it's possible that other bugs could surface that I haven't found, both in terms of how I set stuff up in the regex and glob new repos, as well as stuff running against PonyC. So yeah, I want to get those out as soon as I can, push them up, and we'll see if anything else breaks. And if it does, then we know and I can fix those before the 0.30.0 release. That's the basic plan that I'm doing is remove the dependencies from the CI, all the CI images and everything, update them without that in it, and then make sure that that everything is still good, and otherwise fix the bugs that might surface.
Okay. Sounds like a delightful plan.
Mm.
32.16, turn off Debian Buster release packaging.
Yes, that requires LLVM7. That's the conversation we had last week about this. And I thought about the amount of effort that would go into actually getting this working. And I decided it wasn't worth it. And as it states in the issue, I'm going to turn that off rather than getting it working. And people will be able to get pre-built Debian Busters once we get to the having a glibc compatible downloadable build. So I imagine that for that to graduate out of testing where it'd be nightlies is probably 4 to 8 weeks in the future, I would imagine. We're looking at something like that for it. Okay. The first step that I'm going to do is I'm going to get us working with nightlies and have those uploaded to, I'm looking at a couple different services where they'll give us free hosting for the nightlies. Get that in place, ask people in the community to try them out on their different glibc ones, make sure it works. And if it does, then once we feeling reasonably good about it, take any of the glibc Linuxes that we do packaging for and drop them, which would be like, there's two Ubuntu's and there would be the one other Debian other than Buster that would be dropped at that point. And that would be the first step towards having these release ones.
Okay. Turn off Debian Buster release packaging 32, or sorry, no, sorry. Turn off Tumbleweed Copper build 32.15.
Yep. Same idea. Tumbleweed is the rolling release version of OpenSUSE. They moved to LLVM 8. So I need to go in, turn that off. So it's pointless. It's just going to show up as failing because we don't have LLVM 8 support. There's not much to do, but yeah, all of the copper, all of the stuff that gets built with copper for Fedora, et cetera, and everything else will also be turned off once we have the glibc ones as well. So in the meantime, there's still a little switch I can go and I can turn it off on the in a couple places and boop, and so that won't be failing the daily checks to make sure it'll pass anymore.
Okay, 32.13, static LLVM Linux glibc build.
We can ignore that one. I asked people to try. I did a early version of this, right, that I built myself on my own box. And I asked people to download it on the Zulip and try it out and report any issues that they might run into to that. I think 3 people reported trying out and not running into anything. So the next step for me is going to be the nightlies. And so for this, actually, I'm going to close this issue at this point. I don't need that anymore. That was basically, I think this should work.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody actually finds it not working, then hey, boom. But yeah.
So, got it.
Closed.
Okay. 3212,
we added last week the ad support for ARM6. That was that 7 days ago. We opened it during the SIG call last week.
Right. Okay. So I think that's it.
Sweet.
Oh, 3140. This compiler crash in Pony C 0.28.0 with LLVM7 plus for certain projects. You added a little bit more information there, Sean?
Yes. Yeah, I added a bit more information. I have zero idea how to go about solving the problem, right? Mm-hmm. But it was like, hey, I want to learn a bit more about this. So I was basically flailing in the dark, but I did get a couple bits of info that I think would be useful for anybody going in. And when I get stuck on the build release stuff, if I want to pursue some learning, I'm going to keep looking at this, not because I think I can solve it, but because it's a good way for me to start learning more about how we use LLVM, et cetera, which I understand is a high level, but not in a add features, solve bugs, help port kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if there's anybody listening who has more LLVM knowledge and they want to fix that actual issue, that would be awesome. Because
3140. Okay. So moving on to PRs in Pony C, run Docker image after validation earlier, 3223.
Yep. I opened this one this morning. I noticed last night when the Alpine one failed, that when I pushed another one that the basically experimental support ARM build ones were a dependency for this running at a later stage, which would mean that, like, I know sometimes when people see the ARM, like ARM HF ones fail, they'd be like, oh, okay, everything else passed. This is good. We can merge this. And the problem is that there's like this is an important step that was coming after that. So I moved it so that this would be run even if those ones were with the ARM support ones, people would look at it and be like, oh, okay, we've all done this before during sync. I've seen Joe do it on a couple times. That's unrelated, that ARM failure, without realizing that there was like this extra thing that would come after everything passed. So I moved it up to the front. That's all.
Yep.
And I actually almost didn't notice the Alpine Docker image problem because of this last night. Like on one, I thought it had passed after I was trying to fix it. Then I went and looked. It was like, oh no, it didn't even run. So I'm going to merge that now. Happy that it passed.
Okay. Hang on. I guess before you merge it.
Oh, too late.
Okay. All right.
Then there's 3218. That's the...
Yep.
So 3218, Theo reviewed it. He gave the thumbs up. If you want to check it out, Joe, you can for the scope of what's there. There are some transitive dependencies that I need to add to the Alpine Docker files for this to be done, and an update to the README for how to install an Alpine from source that includes those transitive dependencies that I'll need to add, push, and then it can be squashed and merged. But until then, I put the do not merge on it because it's not quite ready yet. But there are no real changes to it at this point. It removes the this along with the glob stuff that was merged earlier, removes the PCRE2 dependency from Pony C, which will make it easier to create those .tar.gz packages that people can install without having to install a bunch of dependencies. And there are the glob and regex repositories that are under the PonyLang org now that I set up, that Theo's been code reviewing with me as I do them over, as I did them over the weekend.
Okay. 3214, ignore me. I'm already doing that, so.
Yes. This is just if you're curious, the ignore me PR is for a branch where I'm slowly doing my work to be able to build the vendored LLVM releases using Cirrus CI to power it. And so that's where I'm going to slowly be working on that for first the nightlies and then the other stuff. So that PR is going to be open for a little bit. It's for me to test the flow of the process as it would go along as I work iteratively through that.
Yep.
Yes, so Joe, that does mean that no build kite, no spinning up instances in AWS like we would have had to in the packaging scenario. So big win there.
Yay.
Big win, which is really good because, the idea of oh, right, the only an individual because of the legal status of Pony's collective and everything, an individual has to put in a card which is going to be billed by AWS, and dear God, I don't really want to have my card in there for a thing for AWS.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm comfortable with getting a refund on it, but the idea that my card, could suddenly have some massive amount of money drop out of it for a little bit was just that, and oh my God, the amount of work that would have gone into it. Yeah, I like this much better. Less work. Less work on releases, more time to learn all the LLVM fun.
All right.
By the way, Sean, I added a couple of comments to that to get kind of explaining what the error message means.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Cool. Yes. I approached that 3140 in a very Sean way of turning things on and off to see what would happen, right? And then finding a bit that looked interesting and then digging into the documentation where I learned, there's an option in there that we could turn on for LLVM, which will error out the build before we get a segmentation fault for things like this where whatever the bug is, where it'll check the validity of the code at link time.
Yeah. Yeah, that we should be using that, honestly. Yeah.
I didn't know it existed until this weekend. So, if that's the case, when I go back in to look at 3140, or if you could just open an issue for us to turn that on, that would be great.
Yeah, I assumed you were already using it, honestly.
No, we're not.
On my side project, and it's super helpful in finding... I mean, basically, this is that last thing that you wrote there is the most interesting part of this ticket. Is it means that, I think the rest of the stuff is that's the most useful part of this is that it basically shows that we're generating invalid code, and here's why it's invalid.
Yep. I don't fully understand the invalid. I did some reading on it, right? And I have a vague idea, but I'm like, okay, so there's something about the code that we're generating for an array here, I can see from putting it together, which is invalid and doesn't cover like every case. But yeah, I don't.
So basically what's going on is when it says does not dominate all uses, it means this variable, like it basically means that you're allocating this pointer somewhere, and then somewhere in some other branch you're using it, but the branch doesn't actually follow the branch where you allocated it. So it's either like an unrelated branch, or it's like prior to when we allocated it. So basically it's like we're trying to use something that hasn't been assigned yet.
And
so we're like generating one of those two instruction spots in the wrong spot. Either we're generating the allocation in the wrong spot, or we're generating the usage of it in the wrong spot, like to where it doesn't actually follow the allocation.
Cool. I have no idea where we do any of those things, so maybe that's a thing that I can learn. Or if you could drop a note on that ticket to say, hey, Sean, if you want to look into it further, go start looking in this area, then it'll be something for me to like continue learning from. But I got to a point where I'm just like, I don't know where to go from here right now.
How did you learn that it was from an array?
Because it's, well, when I was fooling around with shit, I turned off the stripping of debug symbols, right? Okay. And it shows you that it's coming, where it got to when it blew up.
Okay. Can you paste that in the ticket as well?
I believe it's, can I paste it where?
In the ticket?
It is in the ticket. It should be.
I see the output, the verify error that you got. And I don't see the,
okay, hold on. Wait, 3140, right?
Yeah.
3140. Pretty sure there. It's a collection. It's a hash map thing. If you don't strip the debug info, you'll see that the greedy register allocator pass, which is, oh no, sorry, that was on the previous, when he's doing greedy register allocator pass was on collections hash map string operation there. But that doesn't actually, now that I'm reading that again, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what the function pass manager is operating on. But could be. I don't know. You're right. I jumped to an assumption there.
Yeah, I just missed that actually showed the function where it's at. So that's,
yeah. I found that just because I was trying to learn what stuff was doing, and I'm like, what does this one do? And I'm like, oh, now I see that strips the debug symbols, because now I still have the debug symbols when it crashed.
Okay, cool. It seems like, I can see actually here, I'll type this in the ticket as well, but yeah, in the verify output, it says, so like value 178 is using value 180. And that means it actually like comes before the allocation that it's using. And so that's the weirdness that's going on right there. Like, yeah, that it's a weird case to dig into. Okay. So I wonder if it's actually code that we're generating incorrectly or code that we're moving around incorrectly. I wonder if we, did you try yet turning off our custom LLVM optimization passes?
I don't know, because I'm not sure how to do that. I might have. Like everything that's basically in the gen opt stuff there, where it's actually like using the pass manager, right? With the link pass manager and the function pass manager, I turned basically everything at some point in there off. The it's definitely something that's being handled by the link pass manager, the LPM. It's when the LPM gets run that the crash actually happens. But I don't know enough to answer your question specifically.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that it may not actually be the spot where it's crashing. I'll give you a I'll give you another comment that suggests a thing, some stuff to turn on and off and see if it helps.
Okay. I may have already checked those things. Who knows? But I didn't really know what I said. Yeah, I right. So like, I do know that at line 1400 in GenOps CC, PMBB populate LTO pass manager with LTO. If it's turned off, we don't crash.
Okay.
Right. So definitely something related to the link time optimization pass manager, which given where it actually happens makes perfect sense, you know, because it happens during the link time optimization.
Well, see, I think it may not be actually a problem in that pass that you turned off, but maybe it's before it is what I'm thinking. But
right. Yeah. That was with looking at what actually happens there. Right. I was like, I don't see anything here for this. It didn't make sense because there's only one thing that we add to the LTO pass manager, right? And there's only one optimization we actually do there, and it still crashed with that if you ran that pass at all. So, yeah, that I didn't understand. Cool. Fun learning.
Well, I have a comment suggesting a path for troubleshooting so you can narrow it down further based on a couple things.
Cool, and I can learn more. Woo! Yeah.
Okay. One last RFC. PR. The make static linking in LLVM. By default.
Yes. He needs some assistance with that. My plan is to here. I need to actually leave him a note for this, so I'll leave that note here. Okay. Jacob. I'm doing some work that is moving towards needing this. When I get there, I'll grab your work and finish it off. Thanks for what you've done so far. Yeah, so I mean, pretty much the stuff that he's doing here is something that's going to be needed for the release packaging stuff that's here. So I can take the work that he did when I get there. And I don't know. I'm guessing that's like a couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, and then incorporate that and deal with the Docker stuff that he's not sure how to deal with as well when I get to that point. And I left a note to that effect without like the dates or anything on it, but I can pick it up and finish it off.
Okay.
Which is why I was asking if you needed help, because if he did, then I'd, I'd be like, yeah, hey, I can finish this. It'll be a little bit, but I can finish it.
Sounds good. Okay, Sean, you said you didn't see any other open comments or anything.
Not on patterns, the website or tutorial or stable. No.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else then that we would like to talk about?
I don't have anything right now.
Okay. All right. I will stop.
Well, Theo, Joe, anything?
Nothing for me. I'll say I'm excited about the reduced dependencies and the static stuff. I think that'll be really cool. What that means.
Yeah, I'm excited by it mostly for the fact that it's going to lower the support cost of all of the release stuff greatly. And I can stop like the amount of effort that goes into that every single time, like somebody changes their LLVM dependencies or something, is just, it sucks. I'm tired of dealing with it. I would much rather be spending my time learning about like the LLVM stuff. That was far more fun, you know? So I'm like, I'm going to get this work out of the way that I can, then I can focus on things I find enjoyable. So I'm very psyched for that as well.
Yay.
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 Okay. All right. I am going to stop recording in